This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A group of former Lowell High School students is helping teachers and students across the country learn about American diversity and identity. The We Are America project began as a high school seminar on the history of American diversity. Then Lowell High School teacher Jessica Lander decided to have her students write down their own stories to add to that history. Now, Lander and her students have turned the course into two published books of essays, a website, and a national curriculum being taught in more than 20 states. Jessica Lander and two of those students, Philly Marte and Safia Alsamarai, join us to talk about how the experience reshaped what they think about their own identities and what it means to be American. Jessica, Philly, Safia, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's start at the beginning. How did this project come to be, and what was its original intention?
I was thinking about the history that we study. We often study big history, which is incredibly important. But history is also personal. And I wanted to really make sure my students understood that their stories, their histories, were important for us to study. I had no idea that it would become a national project, that it would extend past the walls of our classroom, past the end of the semester, that I would have this incredible team of co-founders who I get to work with.
Now, Philly and Safia, how did you navigate learning the history of American identity and diversity with your own perception of your own identity?
I believe the title says it best. We Are America. The stories of American history and American diversity is our own story. Each of us here has a history, and we all should put it out there.
I feel that if we can understand each other's story, we're going to live better in this world. So I was born in Iraq, and I left Iraq when I was 11 years old. But at that time, I didn't really know the reason that I left home. So I really had to ask a lot of questions to understand who I am and where I came from. And I really do right now. And, like, I understand who I am and, like, basically what the book made me think or made me feel is, like, I'm not the only one who have been through all that in their life. I'm not the only one who really struggled in English, or I'm not the only one who struggled leaving their country. There's a lot of people who feels the same way that I feel. So that really helps you understand that you're not alone in this world.
I learned I'm very lucky, basically. My parents gave me a good shot, and with that, I feel it's like it's my duty to help those who are not as lucky. Those who don't grow up with diversity, those who don't see the freedom that I have growing up, those who simply don't have the chances that I do.
Compared to before you did this project, do you have a different feeling about how you are an American?
What it means to be American today looks very different than it did 100 years ago, and it looks very different than it did 100 years before that. And I think one of the powerful things about being American and about American history is that we've constantly redefined and expanded what it means to be American. And those definitions are contentious. Who is counted? Who's seen? Who's valued? Who's respected? But that it's the responsibility and the role of each generation to grapple with that identity, that definition of that identity, every generation. And so who better to do it now than the young people who are the country's future?
The American identity, it's what you believe. It's all personal. I could believe that this means the American identity. Someone else could mean that's the American identity, and that's the true American identity, that you're able to think for yourself, basically. You're able to say this is the American identity, and no one could take that away from you.
Now, for me, what it means to be American is considering the United States is my home. Leaving home and coming here and thinking that this is my home, and that's where I live, and that's where I'm going to spend my whole life, that's what it means to me.
And now that you are part of a generational project to explore this, what does it feel like to be helping students elsewhere in the country and their teachers work through this? How do you feel as you do that?
I kind of feel a bit hopeful, hoping that it would have the same effect on them as it had on me, finding out that, hey, I have a voice, and it's an important voice, and everyone's voice is just as important.
There's a powerful place for this project in building empathy across difference, that we have so much beautiful diversity in the country, so many different backgrounds, and we hope that when people listen to these stories, they might not be from the same background as the student whose story they're hearing. They might not have the same beliefs, share the same story, but that there's something in that personal history that they're hearing that they connect with, and that builds empathy.
Jessica Lander, Safia Alsamarai, and Philly Marte have been speaking with us about the We Are America Project. This is 90.9 WBUR.